Good evening, everybody. How are you? This is Lee. Why am I talking like this? I don't know why I'm... Now I'm self-conscious about the way I'm talking. This is my Christian walk. It's a Saturday night. All right for fighting. Saturday night's all right. All right, all right. Ooh. Listen, it's been a trip, y'all. I'm just going to be straight up. Let's pray, man. Dear Lord, I pray that you'll give me words that will speak to people who are listening to this right now. It's not about being good. It's not about being bad. It's about recognizing our sinfulness and who we are as sinners. As I come before you, Lord, I pray that you will bless and open the hearts of those who have not heard the good news of Jesus Christ, because that is, after all, what redeems us as sinners. Amen. Amen, y'all. Well, you know what? I'm just going to be straight up like I am. This is so cathartic for me, y'all, to talk about this, my walk. And you know what? I've been going through a whirlwind. I have been focusing, and I've been angry, y'all. I've been very angry. And I think a lot of it has to do with my age. And I'm not going to tell how old I am, but let's just say If my life is divided in thirds, I'm on the third of my life. And only God knows how much time we get, y'all. You know, Jesus spoke in parables, and he talks about, and of course I'm paraphrasing, I don't have a Bible opened up in front of me, but the essence of what Christ said was, you fool, in a parable, your life will be taken from you tonight. You know what that means, y'all? It means we are on borrowed time. And why procrastinate when it comes to accepting Jesus Christ and the power of the gospel message, which is Jesus came, died on the cross for our sins. It is the most important act ever, because Christ existed well before he came in human form onto the earth. He's part of the Holy Trinity. And he died because we're all imperfect, y'all. And if you don't believe me, take an honest look at yourself, seriously, and ask yourself. If you go into the, you know, the tired arguments that people make about what happens when they die, often it'll go like this. Well, you know, I think I'm pretty good. I didn't kill anybody. I'm not as bad as that guy. You know where that comes from, y'all? It comes from the pit of hell. That is how I used to think. And that is so far removed from the truth of who God is and what God represents. God is an all-loving, wait for it, all-righteous God. And we are faced with a finite problem of battling against our flesh. Now listen, I love to have a good time. I love pleasure. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to, you know, start talking about really personal crap in this podcast segment tonight, but I am going to say this. The devil is extremely gifted in being able to masquerade himself and use your mind, our minds, to trick ourselves into believing things. And all you got to do, y'all, is get back on track with God and you will be redirected. That's the beauty about being a believer in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will bring you back. You know, I broke up with my girlfriend and I am now single. And you want to talk about traps. I have, reoccurring traps. And I haven't gone back to hedonistic living in the area of single dating. I mean, you know, look, the secular definition of singular dating, of single dating, of being single is, you know, you just have sex with whoever. Doesn't mean anything. Consent, consensual, that's a lie too from the pit of hell. Look, I don't know. I only know what I feel when I feel the Spirit of God in me regarding companionship. We were not created to be alone. But you know, Paul talks about, if you have that desire, and again, I'm paraphrasing, if you have that desire to be in relationship, in a heterosexual relationship with another person, then you should do that, because all kinds of crap can happen if that's not fulfilled. And no, I'm not saying that's like, you know, the only thing that we're supposed to value. In other words, oh, let's just be in a relationship so we can have sex. No, that's not what I'm saying, okay? The whole process of companionship. Now, you know, the Bible talks very specifically about a husband and wife, but let me tell you something. And I was talking to my therapist about this the other day. God knows our hearts, and I am not making an argument because I'm swayed by the devil and redefining what God says, okay? The marital vow, the act of commitment in the modern world is a hell of a lot different than what the marital vow was in the ancient world. So there's no way anybody's gonna tell me that my commitment to my last two girlfriends, and even one before that, in the last 7 years, I've been very picky. And I've been changed. God changed my heart, man. He made me committed to value commitment, to be loving. And albeit imperfect, y'all, because just because somebody says they're a Christian does not mean they are perfect. And it does not mean they're better than you if you're not a Christian. And it doesn't mean they're holier than you are. The only holiness, the only true love that we get as human beings, true love is from God. Whether that comes through the system of religion, and it can come from different religions, but you know, we're all created in the image of God. Everybody, I don't care what your faith is. You as a human being are going to go before the throne of God when you die, and you are gonna account for every single action and thought. Does that not scare the hell out of you like it scares me? But guess what? We have forgiveness with Jesus Christ. I do not do the same crap I used to do, thank God, in my life. It's not like I'm a serial killer, but I'm not gonna minimize the mistakes that I've made, and neither should you. But if you're gonna go to your death thinking, oh, it's okay, God's just gonna forgive, you know, then why the hell did Jesus die on the cross? I mean, seriously, I'm being very, very serious. If it doesn't matter, y'all, if you can believe in Muhammad, if you can believe in this, if you can believe in that, if you can believe in Scientology, you are rejecting Jesus Christ. And God help you, because he did something extraordinarily loving. He died on the cross. It happened. He gave his life on that cross for you and I so that we could have forgiveness. And you know what? Secular people, atheists, agnostics, they don't get it. You know why? Because, wait for it, faith is a gift. It's not the result of intellectualism. The Bible, again, I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it opened up in front of me, says the message of the gospel is foolishness to those who don't believe. You have to have the faith of a child. I didn't make the rules, you all. God made them. God made them. Like I was talking to my cousin. I had a great conversation with my cousin today. He left the church. I mean, well, shit. Look, number one, and look, when I cuss, I don't care. Okay, I'm talking. Doesn't mean I'm not a Christian. Doesn't mean I don't believe in Jesus. I do. But look, he was in religion. He was highly entrenched in religious thought and practice. And he left the church. He doesn't pray. He doesn't believe in God. He says he doesn't believe in anything. And we had a really good discussion. Back and forth, respectful. It hasn't always been that way. And one of the things I pointed out to him, I said, look, man, do you really think, you know, because his argument, like many people who have left God or turned their back on God or left the church, if you will, say, well, how could God, you know, why would God make us this way? Why would God make a devil? And so I pointed out, well, if you look at the devil, this is why the devil is such a powerful evil force to deal with. The epitome of Satan is rebellion and pride. Satan was the best, my terminology, angel in heaven, and was cast down because of his rebellion and his pride and wanting to be like God and his defiance of God. And so if he was like the second or the highest angel, if there's a hierarchy, and he was so good, and so almost perfect, then for him to be able to use those talents to take us away from our relationship, albeit our finite mortal relationship. You see, I was reading Genesis the other day. We were not created as mortals. When Adam and Eve were in the garden, God said, "Do not eat from that tree of good and evil, because when you do, you will die." And that always like flew over my head, man. Just whatever, because I thought it was insignificant. But the more I think about it, and it didn't take that long, I went, you know what, yo? We didn't have good and evil before the fall of man. We didn't have an awareness of badness, of goodness. We didn't have the suggestion to do bad crap. That is what God was talking about. So it's twofold. When you do not eat from that tree, you can eat from everything else, but do not eat from that tree. And then the serpent, Satan, manifested as a serpent. Again, paraphrasing, it's cool. You can do that. You can eat from that tree. God just doesn't want you to do that because, you know what, you're going to be like him and he's not going to like that. Oh, okay. And they eat the apple. Their awareness shifts. They become cognizant of their good and badness. And immediately, sin enters the world. And if you don't believe there's sin, therapists, the psychological world can put it in a construct. And I'm talking about evil. Anyway, they want it. It's evil. You don't believe me? Look at the world today, yo. If you're humble enough, look at your own life. You're going to tell me you haven't done evil crap? You're going to tell me you never made a mistake? You're going to tell me you don't think weird shit? Come on. You must be a different human being than me, man. Because I do. And I have, but I tell you what I got now is I got the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Thank God. And I'm getting reshifted now back. So getting back to my dating, I wouldn't call it dating. I've made a couple of encounters being with talking to women through, and I'm talking throughout, a period of time here where, I mean, if you're texting, that's talking. If you're messaging, that's talking. Now, I'm not going to throw out any names. One may even be listening right now. I have a heart for truth. I have a heart for chill. I have a heart for just letting God work it out. And you know what, man? When I do that, life is just so much flipping easier. But I have been shifting from I got to take care of this. I got to make this happen. I got to. And you know what the devil does, yo? The devil takes that thinking and then he takes God out of the equation. Pretty soon, it's not what God wants. It's what I want. And I'm going to say this. Be mindful of the devil, yo. Be mindful of the devil. And be very mindful of God. And just lay your heart out every flipping day when you get up in the morning to God. And say, God, you do your will in my life. Because I'm only here for a short period of time, yo. When I meet you, I want to know that I acted with you in my corner. So do it. Do it, God, please, for me. You do it with me, because without you, I'm just sort of trying to do it on my own, and it's going to be crap. And it ain't going to be, resulting, because you're doing your will. God's got a plan for you, yo. God's got a plan. Just remember that. All right, everybody. Peace, love, and understanding. All right, let me say a little prayer. Dear God, I pray that anybody that's listening to this right now would put their heart, open their heart to you, that you may work in their life to reveal yourself continuously if you haven't already. God, we thank you. We love you, Jesus. We pray for all those that are hurting in this world, all those that are in addiction, all those that are caught in sin, all those that feel empty, feel lonely. May somebody witness to them and teach them about the eternal saving love of Jesus Christ. Have a good one, y'all. I got a golf lesson tomorrow, man. I'm excited. All right. Peace.